Would you look at that?
8:12 on the Mudig of the Morning Show, and it's time now on your Thursday morning for The Wow Factor. In the house with us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Joseph today, Tess Carragher.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I love that introduction every Thursday.
Do
it's
you?
My favorite part of Thursday.
you know what we got to do is I could do a special thing for your home answering system, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling the Carragers. Now, she's not available, Tess Carragher.
I'm taking you up on this, Pat. That sounds great.
So what's going on?
All right.
You're always trying to wow us with something, and usually successfully.
I try pretty hard. So lots happening around Southwest Michigan. Starting off today, Thursday, February 22nd, we've got Riverdance at the Mendel Center. Lazy Ballerina Winery has a wine and craft night this evening. ARS Gallery in Benton Harbor has their Wines Around the World from 5 to 6 p.m. and an advanced Italian class from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Do you speak Italian, Pat?
Do I speak Italian?
I feel like you have hidden talents, so I'd like to ask you these things.
Well, here you go. Yes, I can. I can say thanks to the men's room at Tosi's, where they have the little training tape that goes all the time. Have you ever heard that? Do they do it in the ladies' room as well?
Oh, I was like, Pat, I've never been in the men's restroom at Tosi's.
But I think they do it. I think they do it in both restrooms. Yeah. So I can. Yes, I can say to you, buena fortuna.
Nice.
That means good luck.
I like it
in Italian. Buena fortuna.
Very nice, Pat.
Thank you.
So also happening tonight, there's Burgers and Brews at the Hilton Garden Inn. The St. Joseph Public Library has Adulting 101, Insurance Ins and Out. And at the Bistro on the Boulevard, they have their Savor the Flavor of Spain. That's a wine dinner at 6:30 p.m.
And no, I can't speak Spanish.
Oh, that was my next question. All right, moving on to Friday, February 23rd, there's Runa at the Mendel Center. Lake Michigan Vintners is having their gourmet chocolate and wine pairings again this weekend, so you can head to Baroda to check that out. Blue Moon Vintage Market is also going to be open all weekend. You can find that in Three Oaks on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5 p.m. Lazy Ballerina Winery has their Flight Friday. Oak Ridge Baptist Church is hosting their Game Night and Chili Cook-Off, and the Benton Harbor Public Library has their Swahili class as well. Moving on to Saturday, February 24th, at the Krasl Art Center, you can catch a family day. So this is a free fun for the whole family. It's themed around their sculpting community project, and that's going to happen from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. At Urban Garage Market, they have a hand lettering workshop from noon until 2 p.m. The Curious Kids Museum hosts their Super Saturday. It's going to be Animals Alive from noon to 4 p.m. So there's going to be real animals inside the Curious Kids Museum.
All right.
Just to specify that for everyone, for everyone listening.
Animals gone wild.
And Midwest Family Broadcasting, of course, teaming up with Hidden Point for Wing King 2018. That goes from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. The Benton Harbor Public Library is hosting their One Book, One Benton Harbor discussion at 10:30 a.m. And the YMCA hosts their Heroes Ride. Moving on to Sunday, this is February 25th. There's the Bridgman Tag and Taste event hosted by Lazy Ballerina Winery. DeBlon Vineyards has live music featuring the Backsliders from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. There's Sunday Funday Trivia at the Round Barn Public House from 3 to 5 p.m. Urban Garage Market hosts their Art and Canvas from at 1 p.m. And at Lake Michigan College, there's LMC Choir Concert at 4 p.m. I usually stick with just the weekend, but I do have to talk a little bit about something happening on Tuesday, February 22nd. Mandy Krause at the Inner Harbor Shores is hosting a Pop-Tart decorating class.
All right.
So if you've seen those, fabulous works of art.
They've been all summer long. They were at the St. Joe Farmers Market.
They were. Yeah. So beautiful. And if you want to learn how to do it too, you can catch that on Tuesday, February 27th at the Inn at Harbor Shores.
All right. And by the way, I did lie. I can speak some Spanish. ¿Dónde está la cantina? Where is the bar?
I think you're set in any of these countries, Pat. I think you're good to go.
All right.
All right. So, Pat, I have a guest here with me today. This is Jim Brock from Simple Computer Repair.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. I am awesome. How about yourself?
I'm most excellent. Thank you much. So, what's on the docket? Can you just tell us who and what you're all about?
Well, we're new to Southwestern Michigan.
Okay.
We opened our first store in Stevensville, July 5th of 2017, so last year.
Okay.
And a second store was opened here in Benton Harbor in the DMV Shopping Center.
Okay.
On December 15th. That is our ninth store. I founded this company 10 years ago last month in Las Vegas. after being
Las Vegas. Yes, wow. Let's go visit your other original store. Let's go to the flagship.
Sunny and warm.
Yeah.
The business was founded. I am not a technician. I'm a businessman.
Okay.
After being a disgruntled customer three times at a big box store. Where I think they're just the service department is disguised as a sales department, it's a sales department disguised as a repair shop.
Yeah. We can't fix this. Go buy another one.
Yeah. Right. And one of the experiences was the typical haughty, condescending young tech, speculating, having opinions, and speaking a language that I didn't understand, which we call geek speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
You know, I left there, just could not get this occurrence out of my mind. That there had to be a better way.
Yeah.
So for days, I was thinking about it. I was writing things down. And decided to start a business.
And be the remedy.
Absolutely. And be the remedy. So I like to say it's a business founded by a consumer for the consumer.
Cool.
So we do a free diagnosis, no repair, no charge. Our repairs are flat rate, so there's no hourly. We took a lot of the obstacles out of the market where you typically have in a repair shop with a customer. It's fraught with opportunities to be on opposite sides of the table.
Yeah.
Okay, so we came up with core values, no speculation, no opinions, no geek speak. All of our stores are wide open. The work is done in front of the customers if they like to watch.
Yeah,
so it's like having
we won't make you watch if you don't want to.
Right? A few people will say, "Hey, I want to watch," and after 5 minutes, they're like, "Okay, this is boring. You know, call me when it's ready."
Exactly.
Right. So it's like having the kitchen in the middle of the restaurant. The customers actually see the work is getting done, and they feel good about that. And another reason that I did it this way as well is that many people are concerned that they're files are being looked at, their pictures, their tax returns.
Yeah.
Our life is on our computers.
Sure.
So we wanted to have something in the open.
Yeah.
And several years ago, we started franchising. Okay, so the nine locations, we have two company-owned, seven franchised, and we are growing more. And we our goal is to make Southwestern Michigan our second hub. Our corporate office is in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Watervliet. I moved away 37 years ago.
All right.
Married last February. It would be a year this Sunday, and that's what's brought me back to
happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. That's why we're back here, and we hope to grow. We have a location in Detroit, Toledo, and hoping to have many more here in Ohio or Michigan, Ohio, mm-hmm. Indiana. And
very
Midwest,
cool.
Midwest, a big part of our business.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get a hold of you if they would like to have some of their issues resolved without having to put up with the geek speak?
It is simplecomputerrepair.com.
Okay.
Okay. It lists our address, and we also repair smartphones and tablets, and that's a growing part of the business.
Yeah.
You know, when we started this business 10 years ago, what was a smartphone?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were all just dumb phones.
Yeah. And at the point, we never heard of a tablet either.
Yeah.
So it's really growing. We also sell all of our accessories, 10-foot charging cables, cases, earbuds, all of that for $5.
Excellent.
Additionally, we have a nonprofit called Computers for Cause.
Okay.
And it is a 501(c). We take working computers, we refurbish them. We're also able to give the donor a tax-deductible receipt. And then we donate, we refurbish them and then mm-hmm. donate them to veterans.
Excellent plan.
Okay, and that's Computers for Cause, digit4.com.
Okay.
Or Simple Computer Repair.
All right. Excellent. Well, we thank you for swinging by this morning and filling us in.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here.
Hopefully folks can find that remedy and set aside the geek speak.
Absolutely.
Tess, anything else for the good of the order this morning, my friend?
Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass tickets are going to go on sale March 1st.
Next
so
week.
Keep
That's
that.
Already next week.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's a
Here
week
it
from
comes.
Today.
I know. So definitely look forward to that. But you can find all of this fun and more on stjoetoday.com. We're also on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us in the Welcome Center, too. We're at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joseph.
All righty. Thank you much. Have yourself a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Pat.
There's your wow factor for this day. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Pat.
Have a good one. All righty.